from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A little Mascherona action for you as we broadcast today from the NovaCare Complex. Eagles going to be practicing in about 3.5 hours. As Devin said, we'll talk to Trot Jr. in about an hour. Our broadcast today driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership. For locations, go to hitchrv.com. Jody, have you ever covered the, I'm sure you have somewhere along the line, the son of, you know, someone you cared about and a fan favorite and someone you'd watched earlier in his career when his father played? You had to have that somewhere along the way, right?
Father,
because this Trot Jr. thing is a very—I mean, we've seen it from afar, but this is Philadelphia. I mean, I'm friends with Trot Sr.
Right.
So this is like—it's really cool. It's his son. Now, I will say, and I thought this right when they drafted him. Boy, I really hope he doesn't struggle. I don't want to rip him. I can't. I could never. I could never rip. I could never rip Jeremiah Trotter's son. I would never do it.
Oh,
I would never do that.
Good for you. And
save that audio.
Believe you.
Oh, Devin, I'm not kidding. It'll never happen.
No, I know. And you want him to succeed.
Me and Trot hosted an Eagles pregame show for 6 years together.
Wow.
So, like,
are you going to drop that line when we talk to him? So, me and your dad are buddies.
Well, I'm just
me and your dad go way back.
No, I mean, I'm just saying it's a different dynamic.
No,
it's a different dynamic.
And here's the different dynamic that worried me a little bit, because I watched Trot play coming into last year, his final year at Clemson. He's one of the highest linebackers rated in college football.
Yep.
And people were talking about him potentially being a first round. All right, maybe not first, second round draft.
That's right.
He ends up going in the fifth. He did not have a stellar junior year, and that's one of the reasons why he dropped. There was another reason why he dropped. And I feared that that would be the case if he was drafted here in Philadelphia. He doesn't play like his father.
Oh, it's very different.
He's not as big as his father. Mm-hmm. He's more athletic than his father, but he is not the monster tackler that his father was. So people were going to expect Jeremiah Trotter Jr. to be Jeremiah Trotter, and he's not. He's a different type of player. Doesn't mean he's going to be a lesser player. It might end up that way, but you're not going to project at this time.
Sure. Yeah, stylistically different.
But they're different types of players, and I feared if he came in and he wasn't just crushing people at the point of attack, this kid can't play. He's not Jeremiah Trotter. Why are we just because he's got the same name?
Right.
That scared me a little bit. It still scares me a little bit because I know Philadelphia fans, but he has played well in this camp.
He's
absolutely making his team.
Yeah.
And it's going to be very interesting to see how Fangio deploys his linebackers, because he's on record as saying he prefers to have two guys be the guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the best. They want him out there every single snap. But he said, we're open-minded to seeing if we use guys in a substitution pattern. Both Dean and Trotter, who have been the second team of the linebackers so far, have played well enough in camp to make Vic Fangio think long and hard about how he handles his linebackers.
Well, speaking of N'Kobe Dean, let's actually play some audio of him, and then we'll get right back to the phones, because N'Kobe was on our program yesterday. And I was really, I mean, I've always been impressed with him, the way he presents himself. I mean, he's an interesting dude. He's a motivated guy. Obviously, he struggled the first 2 years. And last year, you know, most of it was just because he got injured, you know, pretty much right away. But even prior to that, you know, the preseason games last year, there was nothing to me that really blew me away on N'Kobe last year. But high marks this year. And I thought yesterday with the interview, at a number of junctures within the interview, we got a really good insight into his mindset. Here's N'Kobe yesterday talking about dealing with the doubters, and this will give you some insight into his mindset.
If you had to name one thing, the biggest difference between you as a football player, what is the biggest thing that got better, that made you linebacker?
When I say that, I just don't mean football. I mean as a person, you know, going through something like, you know, football being kind of a big thing and one of the main points of my world, they having it taken away from you. You know, you kind of it builds your mental fortitude also.
So you learn to appreciate the game more,
appreciate everything more, because you see how fast everything gets took away from you. And then at the same time, like you said, me hearing all this stuff, it's like it made me care even less, because I'm thinking I'm putting my body on the line. I ain't got hurt. I'm going through all this. He's like, I don't care what nobody got to say about me. Wow. Like, I'm out here working.
I like it, man. And again, that was one of many times yesterday where, and we'll play the audio through the show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But very impressive dude. And obviously someone we're all rooting that like heck for N'Kobe. We're all rooting like heck for Trot Jr. I mean, both for different reasons. But they represent players that are very rootable, that, you know, we want to see do really well.
Two things. Well, one major thing that I take from that. His rookie year, I blame Jonathan Gannon. Because Gannon came in, talk about how Fangio's going to deploy the linebackers this year. Jonathan Gannon just basically showed you, we have our two starters, that's it.
Even if they're up by 20 points, you still won't get in.
They put him in for some snaps when they're up by two touchdowns plus in the fourth quarter. Yeah. He never got on the field except for special teams, which I think was mismanagement by Gannon. Now, they went to the Super Bowl. They had a very good, highly ranked defense. So I'm not saying Jonathan Gannon, he's never going to be a very good coach coordinator because that mistake that year. But I second-guessed that all the time, that they didn't get N'Kobe on the field. And then last year, you're right, He played okay in the preseason. He played fine in the couple games he played before he got hurt. But he didn't flash. He didn't make any big plays. He didn't wow you at all. He wasn't bad. It wasn't like, oh, my God, what is N'Kobe Dean? He might not be anything. He was fine. And then he gets hurt, and the season's over and done with.
Yep.
So he's got explanations as to why 2 years into his career he really hasn't done anything yet. He has not let that affect him. He has kept his mind on task, stayed focused, knows what he has to do, knows what he has to continue to improve on to become the player he's supposed to be. That says a lot for a guy with as little experience as he has in the National Football
League. Which, by the way, I'll say is pretty similar journey to what Brandon Graham had in his first, actually, 3 years. BG didn't turn the corner till year four. And there was 1 year he had missed it with, you know, missed a good chunk with a torn knee. But the other 2 years he struggled dramatically. And in part he was playing out of position in that Billy Davis 3-4 thing and that whole deal. But the reality is that Brandon Graham struggled quite a bit. And I would imagine 15-year veteran Brandon Graham has been in the, you know, in the conversation with N'Kobe Dean to say, hey, hey, young fella, let me help you here. Let me give you some perspective. So, all right, 215-592-9494. By the way, when you call in today, you've got a shot to win a really cool pair of tickets to see Incubus at the Wells Fargo Center. This is a concert happening next week, 6 days from now, on August 27th, so Tuesday of next week. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com for Incubus. Now, here's how we're going to give them away today. Phil Donahue passed away a couple days ago. I don't know if he is, but some people think he is the second best daytime talk show host ever. Obviously, Oprah would be number one. That's a total given. Now, who's in fact number two? I'm not sure. It might be Donahue. For those of you on the younger side, he was a pretty big deal, you know, 30, 40 years ago. He was a really big deal 30, 40 years ago. So today we're going to ask this question, and you got to thread the needle with an answer here today. Who or what is the best number two ever? Meaning, who or what is the best, second best of all time? Let me give you an example. To me, and look, we're going to have some debate, I have no doubt, about who's really one, who's really two, who's really three. Is this person really two? And then if they are two, are they the greatest two? Let me give an example of one I feel very confident is, in fact, a number two. David Letterman. Late night talk show host, number one, American history, Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson. Number two, David Letterman. And Letterman was awesome. Today we ask you at 215-592-9494 for the best number two ever. The best, second best ever. Jody, and again, it can be a what? It can be a who? 215-592-9494. Jody Mack, what hit? There's a lot. By the way, there's a lot of answers in sports.
Right.
A lot of answers in sports. Jody, what hit you?
I'm going to go to a sports one for number two. And I don't think it's taking the best off the board, at least here in Philadelphia, because some people just won't want to acknowledge it. When you say number one and number two, in sports, somehow it became Batman and Robin. Mm-hmm. Who's Batman? Who's Robin? And there has never been a better Robin than Scottie Pippen.
He was a Robin. So he's number two on that Bulls group.
Correct.
Yeah. Yes.
And there's no debate. Like Carson and Letterman, Michael Jordan's number one. You can't even make the argument Scottie Pippen's number two.
That's right.
But he's number two as a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that's right. He wasn't three. He wasn't one. He's a definitive two, and he was a great two. All right, Devin, a great number two. And again, everyone, boys and girls, put those thinking caps on. 215-592-9494, a great number two.
Well, so I was actually going to go along the same lines as Jody. I was going to say LeBron to MJ, but I can give another answer.
No, that's
does that work?
So here's the deal. That certainly works.
Because if we're going all time.
No, you can have different categories.
Right.
Now, there will be some people out there, and candidly, I don't know the answer, that will say, well, Wilt is two, or Russell is two, or Kareem is two, or they'll say LeBron's one. Those people are wrong, by the way. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people think LeBron James second best basketball player of all time. Mm-hmm. So I would say it's a legitimate answer. Let's go to the phones. A great number two, 215-592-9494. Your concern level on the Phils, how ratcheted up is it? If you want to react to the N'Kobe Dean interview from yesterday, please do. We'll do a lot more on the Eagles as we move through the show. Let's get to Ken and Cinnaminson. What's up, Ken?
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Hey, Ken.
Before I get to my Phillies point, just these two young backers, as you know, I've never been a big N'Kobe guy, but I've never hoped I was wrong about somebody more than I hope I'm wrong about N'Kobe. It's impossible not to root for him.
Totally.
And, Jody, you don't need to worry too much about the Philly fans with Trout Jr. We all have televisions. We can all see what our eyes see. We know he's not the same player as his father. And everybody here is rooting for the guy with that last name. So Joe's not the only one who's never going to rip him. So if he winds up playing for the Dallas Cowboys, he's fair game. But other than that, he's safe here.
There you go.
Listen, it's not so much concern as it is resignation. And, look, the only thing I'm going to say about Topper today, because I don't want to beat a dead horse, but a little puzzled with his focus on righty-lefty matchups. That it seemed to me a little unfair that he put Johan Rojas in there to bat against that guy last night. He had no chance. I mean, it was obvious he had no chance.
Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem with that, Ken. I mean, maybe not so much in last night's game, but in the bigger picture. So Rojas was the guy out of the gate this year. He'd get more days off than Bryce Harper because he's not Bryce Harper. But as a right-handed stick, you know, the only way to have him play, for instance, more than half the time is to have him play against righties. Because, you know, righties probably represent 75% of the starting pitchers in baseball. So that's just the way the cookie crumbles with that guy's career. I mean, Johan Rojas has to hit right-handers or he just won't be able to play much at all.
Yeah, you got to pick your spots, though. Not all right-handers are created equally.
That's right.
Ronaldo Lopez, he's a tough ask for even a seasoned major league hitter, let alone Johan Rojas. But that's not the main point. The point is, I'm more resigned than anything else. The way this baseball team is constructed, to me, is not going to work. And at some point, they're going to have to come to that realization. Listen, you watch the first two innings of any Phillies game, like last night. You watch the first two innings. You watch the first six or seven or eight at-bats, depending on what the guys do. And you can tell how the offense is going to go. And when everybody's going up to the plate, trying to pull everything, and everybody's pull happy, you know, that's the offense you get. The ironic part is that when 1-9 is going up to the plate trying to pull everything, trying to jerk something out of the yard, they don't basically ever hit anything out of the yard, and they don't score any runs. It's not lost on me that the one RBI single that they did get last night with runners in scoring position was JT Realmuto staying in the middle of the field. And you can pretty much tell how that's going within the first two innings. And then it becomes unwatchable, really. You know, Kyle Schwarber has had a good year by Kyle Schwarber standards. He's batting like, what, 235, 240, which is like 340.
Yeah, he's been steady. He's been steady, yeah. Not spectacular, but steady.
But in a game where runs are going to be at a premium because you have those two guys on the hill and neither one of them disappointed, your leadoff hitter can't fail to put a ball in play the entire game. He struck out all four times. And when you see the way it's going in the first couple innings, this is the way the offense is going to go.
I'm going to give you today's Twitter poll question of the day. I feel pretty damn confident I know your answer. But Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the all-new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Can you get first crack at it? Are you legitimately concerned about the Phillies? Yes or no?
Well, I mean, if I only have two answers, then it's yes, but yeah, it's more resigned than concerned.
Okay, all right.
They're going to have to change things. And
Ken, give me a big answer. Who's the best number two ever?
Incubus is not on my bucket list, surprisingly, so I'm going to go in a different direction. I'm going to say William Tecumseh Sherman is the best number two in the history of the United States.
Interesting. So I thought he was going to say in the Civil War.
So are we supposed to know? I don't know.
Yeah, Sherman was the second main general in the Civil War.
Okay.
Behind Ulysses S. Grant, at least in the final 2 years of the war.
Okay.
So I think what he's saying is, but he said in the history of the United States. So Jody, he just went with Sherman over Washington, over Eisenhower, over Patton, over MacArthur. He went to. Let me tell you this. Apropos, after the Phillies laid an egg last night in Atlanta, I mean, Sherman went to Atlanta. Burned the whole thing down.
He's disqualified already because he's resigned to the fact that the Phillies are doing nothing in Atlanta, and then he picks an Atlanta famous general, and no chance. He's out. We don't even have another answer yet. He can't win.
He took Atlanta out, man. He did more than the Phillies did last night. 215-592-9494. That Alvarado fiasco. I got to hear it. Now, I don't want to hear it, but I got to hear it because it's going to set the tone for what a disaster the eighth inning was last night. Now, I got to say this. I've gotten a little taste of this because it was sent to me earlier today, you know, Justin D'Orazio back in the studio and Joe Wechter putting it. Now, Jody, you may object to the musical accompaniment to this. They have what I'll refer to as some depressing music. We might only play with the music one time. Here's the Alvarado roller coaster. It wasn't even a roller coaster. It was just a crash and burn. Here's Alvarado's four walks, little quick, little snippet of each, with some very depressing music.
3-2 on the way, and it's way inside, ball four. And a 3-1 way inside, almost hit it. It's ball four. Second walk issued by Alvarado. Three balls, one strike. Alvarado's pitch. Too high, ball four. He's walked his third man of the inning. 3-1 the count. Alvarado's pitch. Low ball four, and he walks in a run as he's walked his fourth batter of the inning. A run home for the Braves without a hit. Four walks issued by Alvarado here in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Jody, the thing that made it so bad, I swear to God, the thing that made it, I'll say, double worse. He wasn't even close to the strike zone.
The last one was, oh, my God.
Wasn't even close.
8 inches below the knees.
I mean, professional baseball player grip the baseball and get it at least near the strike zone. He was high. He was low. He was inside. He was outside. He was all over the place.
After you've walked three,
right?
And your fourth walk is to force in a run is 8 inches off the strike zone.
Pretty bad, man.
That's terrible. Which, by the way, what was depressing about that music? I thought it was fine.
Wait, was John Ritchie's favorite Hulk music?
I don't know.
Remember last week he was saying, yeah.
I don't know if that's
it might have been. But yeah, that was pretty sad music.
I mean, Jody, you don't find that.
Nice.
No. Jody, you don't find that music. What is that?
That's
classical.
Well, of course it's classical, but it's classically depressing.
Depressing. No, not even close.
Jody, let me ask you.
The actual four walks were more depressing than the music.
Jody, would you play that music?
Scott Fransky was more depressing than the music.
Yeah, you know why Fransky was depressed? Because he had to watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you put that music behind the Philly special in the final play of the Super Bowl 52?
I didn't say it was uplifting, but I said it wasn't depressing.
All right, AMA is next. You Ask, We Answer, plus a lot of calls. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. at 7:45. Jody Camera and the Mac Man. Jody Mack in for John today on 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook and, of course, how you can win and win big through all the seasons with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. You know, right now, FanDuel's got something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers, all of them, can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Now, that's an awesome deal. Obviously, you're going to primarily watch the local team every game, but you want to see all the other games you can. And with this deal, you get a free three-week trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then with that plan, you'll be able to watch all the games. All the regular season, Sunday afternoon, out-of-market games. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and voila, you're good to go. By the way, you can also cancel anytime. Visit FanDuel.com/hammer. FanDuel.com/hammer to download America's number one sportsbook, FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.